find out what retiring Labor federal member for Hunter Joel Fitzgibbon is thinking at the moment. He's on the line. Good morning, Joel.
G'day, Richard. How are you?
Good, thanks. Good. You happy about the fact that you're bowing out of politics?
I am, Richard. I leave very, very happily. I had wonderful opportunities over such a long period of time, and it's been a great honour and privilege to serve, and I'm very grateful. And I feel I leave the electorate in good shape, and if Dan Repicoli wins, from my perspective, in good hands. So I feel I can walk away and do other things, safe in the knowledge that I've done good things and the place is in good shape. I think the Hunter region is far more economically diverse, vibrant, aesthetically pleasing, and wealthy than it was two decades ago, and I think we can all be happy about that. There are many challenges still too many people doing it tough, but I'll now leave it to others to tackle those challenges.
Okay, and look, the two questions I'm asking everybody, sort of because it's early in the campaign, firstly, as a retiring Labor MP, a former minister, of course, you were Defence Minister for some time, why do you think people should be voting Labor at this upcoming federal election, Joel?
Look, I think it's a big challenge for Scott Morrison to be asking for a second decade in government. All governments grow tired and untidy, and this is certainly an untidy government. They have, you know, all sorts of problems, particularly internally. And I think Anthony Albanese is offering a fresh approach, a vision for the country, and I think people will look at that and think that it's time to give someone else a go. And I think if they do give Anthony Albanese a go, I think he'll do a very good job.
And as member for Hunter, looking back, what have you done, well, certainly in the recent term, for the seat of Hunter? And looking back, things you're most proud of that you've achieved for your electorate, Joel?
It's hard to identify particular things over 26 years, Richard. I came to the job with a real focus on equality of opportunity. I've always believed in growing the economic cake and making sure that everyone has an opportunity to participate in our economy and to secure the rewards participation brings. And I think we've done a good job there, not just me, but me working with all sorts of political, industry and union leaders, and I think we can all be proud of that. So, again, I think it's a better place than it was two decades ago, and it can be a better place again. People often speak about infrastructure. I don't like doing it so much because a lot of work on infrastructure goes around the place but doesn't seem to get fully recognised. But the big one, of course, for me was the Hunter Expressway. It's been economically transformative for the whole region, and that's something we can all be very proud of. I think it's made a huge difference.
The Federal Minister for Resources and Water, Keith Pitt, has been in our neck of the woods over the last couple of days. He had this to say about the Labor Party.
And he said outright that the Labor Party is no longer the party that he first joined. They simply don't represent the people who work every single day anymore. They are just focused on inner-city idealists. I think that's a great shame.
He was putting those words in your mouth. Do you think the Labor Party has changed dramatically in your
term? He's me misrepresenting me, of course, Richard. As you'd expect in an election campaign. Look, any political party that doesn't change as our society changes is a political party without a future. And the Labor Party, like every other party, has adjusted over the time, as people would expect them to do. I've had a couple of stouses with my party in recent years because I thought that sometimes we were getting ahead of the curve, getting ahead of the community. Changing too quickly, it's a difficult challenge getting that balance right, but I remain absolutely committed to the Labor Party. I'm a loyal member of the Labor Party. I want the Labor Party to win, and I'll do everything I can over the next 5 weeks to make sure it does.
You have said, though, in the past that you were concerned about the party moving away from traditional Labor values. What do you see as traditional Labor values, Joel?
Well, I was talking about the very reason or the very basis on which we were formed, Richard. We were formed to focus on the needs of working-class Australian families, and we've done that very, very well for more than a century now, and we've got to make sure that whatever else we do, we continue to do the things that we were formed to do. And that's been my focus over the last few years. Obviously, at the last election, a lot of blue-collar or high-vis workers in the Hunter region deserted the Labor Party because they thought we were focused elsewhere. What we've got to do is make sure that we focus on all of the important things, including, very importantly, the challenges and hopes of working-class families.
Do you think Anthony Albanese, as Labor leader and the aspiring Prime Minister of the country, should have known those two figures when he was asked on Monday, the unemployment rate and the official interest rate?
Albo will tell you and has told the press that, he should have known. And I think, you know, he's on the big stage now during an election campaign. I doubt there's a listener of your program that hasn't at some point had a bit of a brain freeze and not been able to...
Yeah, but they're not running to be the PM, though, Joel.
But there's a difference, Richard, between not knowing a number and not understanding something. A really big difference. I mean, you can forget a number, but you can't forget how the economy works. And I know Albo very well, and I can tell you, Albo knows how our economy works and knows what's good for our economy.
My guest, Joel Fitzgibbon, the retiring member for Hunter. So what does the future hold? I know you got chipped for not declaring that company you registered late last year on the pecuniary interests. What is the plan for Joel Fitzgibbon for the future?
Well, I only just turned 60, Richard, and I'm feeling pretty fit and energetic, so I think I have a bit of life left in me yet. You can only play golf so many days a week, can you, and go to the footy so many times. So I'll do something. Happily, I've had lots of inquiries from people hoping I might give them some assistance in the business world. I'm not making any decisions until after the election because those pesky journalists, one you just cited, get all excited about politicians taking jobs while they're still in the job, even though I'm officially out of the job now. So I take my time. Yeah. I want to be careful not to rush in and end up doing too much and ending up as, you know, almost as busy as I was previously.
Now to the very important things. You mentioned football. Your nephew, Lachlan Fitzgibbon, when can we expect him back in the red and blues for the mighty Newcastle Knights?
No time soon, sadly. He's had an operation on that knee to weld that tendon back on. We call it the Fitzgibbon gene. We didn't play in anything like his level, but my father, me, my son, my brother, we're all injury-prone footballers, so I feel partly responsible as a member of the family. But he'll come back. He was playing very well, and I think he'll come back more determined than ever. And goodness gracious, we need him.
We certainly do.
We have injuries everywhere.
Yeah, you think we can knock over the Dragons on Sunday?
Yeah, I think we can. I was thinking about playing my joke around this weekend because I think the picks are unusually not easy, but relatively easy. But you know, I always back the Knights out of loyalty, and I've been looking at that match very carefully and wondering whether or not it is the week to play my joke around.
All right. Look, I've really enjoyed talking to you over the years, Joel. All the best for the future, and let's stay in touch, and I hope you have a safe and a happy Easter and go the Knights on Sunday.
And me, you, Richie, you've always been very fair, and I've appreciated it. You're a good guy, and I'm not disappearing. You will see me around.
Good, good. All right, all the best. Have a good day and a safe and a happy Easter. Joel Fitzgibbon.